Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, October 30th, 2009. This will be the final message we prepare for October in 2009. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net with a goal each weekday morning, preparing these messages to encourage and instruct others. Today's message is titled, Exposing Darkness with Light. Scripture texts, there are two, are the words from John 1, verse 5, and Ephesians 5, verse 11.
The light shines in the darkness. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them.
For about 7.5 years, we served the Lord Jesus Christ in New England, pastoring a church about 35 miles south of Boston in Taunton, Massachusetts. Only once did we drive through Salem, as I recall, which is about 16 miles north of Boston. This historic town is best known for the witch trials held in the late 1600s. It's still a center for witchcraft and other deeds of darkness. In fact, it proudly promotes its reputation as the, quote, witch city, end quote. I recall as we drove through sensing the spiritual darkness.
There are several Bible-preaching churches in the city and certainly in the surrounding area. What a mighty job they have in letting the light of Christ shine through them to the darkness that pervades that area. Halloween is a very significant day for witchcraft and other satanic activities in Salem and elsewhere, and I know before we had left that area, had moved into Plymouth, and that was a heartbreaking situation there. And yet, the true church will have mission outreaches, praise the Lord.
The light of Christ will shine as they expose these fruitless deeds of darkness. And the Lord bless these worthwhile efforts, not only in Salem, and we mentioned Plymouth, but all over the world as people seek to let their light shine. Thankfully, God has a light shining in the midst of this darkness, and the true church has seen many people turn from fruitless deeds of darkness to God's marvelous light.
Our first daily verse fundamentally speaks of Christ, that He is the light, and indeed He shines in the darkness. Wherever you live, there is darkness, although some places are certainly much more spiritually dark. We noted such a difference in this regard when we moved from northern Pennsylvania to New England and now to Lancaster County. But when we compare our Christianized nation to dark places such as Papua New Guinea and other unreached tribal regions, the darkness is even more pervasive. We do thank the Lord and pray for our Bible translators and missionaries who are going into these dark strongholds and reaching these souls for Jesus Christ.
Well, the first daily verse simply states, the light shines in the darkness. The verb shines is in the present tense and can be understood as the light keeps on shining in the darkness. Jesus teaches His followers in a familiar passage in Matthew 5, 14 through 16. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven.
In our second daily verse, the Apostle Paul makes a very unambiguous statement when he writes, have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. It's a call desperately needed in our culture, and increasingly so in the church. But it will subject us to ridicule among many who love the darkness rather than the light. In fact, the world wants to silence those who speak out for truth, exposing darkness with the light of His Word.
You see, when we become accustomed to the darkness, it just may not seem as dark anymore. When we were children playing at dusk, our moms would probably call out, come into the house, it's dark outside. But we would continue to play since we could still see. Our eyes were getting used to the dark. A few days ago, I was mowing my lawn in the early evening. Afterward, I entered the house and looked out the window, and it was dark. But while I was mowing, my eyes apparently got used to the dark since the dimness was gradual. I believe that can be true of our spiritual eyes as well, and all the more reason why we must stay on our spiritual guard.
today all over the world, serious believers are allowing the light of Christ to shine through them. This light exposes the fruitless deeds of darkness, and this is the essence of spiritual warfare. Darkness hates the light. Yet faithful followers of Christ will continue to let their light shine, essentially reflecting the true light, who is Christ.
May each listener today shine brightly. As for me and my house, we will stand up for the one true God today and seek to let His light shine through us.
Let's pray together. Father, You created us to be people who function and thrive by light. Your placement of the sun by day and the moon by night is the way You provide for our physical needs, enabling us to see as we carry out our multitude of tasks. As important as light is for the eyes to see, it is even more essential that the eyes of our heart see the magnificent light of Your glory. As we walk in Your light, we will be able to discern that which is evil from that which is good. Father, we know that goodness cannot partner with wickedness, for there is no harmony between You and the devil. We are one with You as we walk in Your truth and dispel the darkness everywhere we go. For greater is He who is in me than he who is in the world. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brooksine, for sharing the prayer with us today. And thank you, podcast listeners, and excuse me, for joining us today and listening. And again, I probably could go through and edit any little blemishes out, but we have other duties today we must deal with. And you sort of get us the way we are. We try to pursue excellence and do a good job. But this, again, a reminder, is a message prepared right here in our home. And we're sitting before a little computer in front of a regular desktop computer today, a little microphone, I should say. Well, our website is dailyencouragement.net. We post these messages on that site each weekday morning. There are exceptions, of course, when we travel and so forth, but generally so. Today's message is the message that we have prepared for Friday, October 30th, 2009. We often place photos up on the site, oh, sort of an indication of life in our neck of the woods, I suppose. And we had an interesting trip through Lancaster County yesterday and have quite a number of photos that we've shared with the captions revealing our experience. And of course, today we also have, as we typically do, several links to music that we feel supplements our message. One of them is a song Brooksine suggests called Here I Am to Worship, and it has a line in it that's so fitting for today's message that begins, Light of the World, You Step Down into Darkness. Then a song called Shine on Us, and then it occurred to me, I found a rather gospel music category type of the song This Little Light of Mine, the children's song. Well, thank you again for joining us. Have a blessed day, a blessed weekend. Continue to let your light shine for Christ.